The social media giant Twitter is a step closer to listing on the share market. The company has filed a prospectus for the float just 1 month after tweeting details about its plans to go public. The documents give us the first glimpse into the company's finances, but some are questioning just how the popular platform could ever become profitable. Here's our business reporter, Pat McGrath.
Never before has Twitter been forced to tell the world how much money it makes. Even when it tweeted plans to go public last month, it invoked new laws to keep its finances under wraps. Now it's filed its initial public offering documents, the secret's out. The surprising part is it's been earning hundreds of millions of dollars, but has never made a profit. But technology analyst Ross Dawson thinks Twitter's got a good chance of turning that around.
Twitter is looking more likely to be a success at launch than Facebook, and I think they will take lessons from Facebook's launch to price more appropriately. But it will be good to see this on the public market now, giving us more visibility in the growth of social networks.
Twitter says it now has 213 million active users, 213 million ways to make money. That potential has led some experts to value the company at almost $10 billion. Digital marketing and advertising specialist Michael Vergius says there are two ways for Twitter to make money: by selling ads and by collecting information about the interests, thoughts and desires of its users.
The main monetization method has been around that paid advertising. And I guess that could be the frustrating thing, that there's this massive, you know, important data set that they're sitting on that's sort of freely available when you license social listening tools, but Twitter itself hasn't found the best way to make money from that.
So do you think, in a sense, that they're a bit primitive in how they're trying to raise revenue through their business?
I don't know if I'd use the word primitive. I'd just say that there was probably some hope there that they could take it even further and find a really, really creative way to extract it that really sets Twitter out from other regular websites and social media services. And at this point, pre-IPO, I don't think they've necessarily got or lived up to that potential.
Do you think advertisers will be willing, though, to dish out a lot of money to advertise on Twitter, though?
Look, I think it'll scale based on return, just like any other sort of paid digital marketing. I think the beauty of it is that it's so metrics-driven and direct response-driven.
Twitter would be wise to avoid the mistakes made by Facebook when it listed on the NASDAQ last year. At $5 billion, it was widely regarded as overvalued. Its share price has mostly recovered after plunging in the days after the IPO. Twitter still hasn't said which market it will trade on, but there are suggestions it will shun the technology-focused NASDAQ in favour of the New York Stock Exchange. Even if it does make it onto the market with success, Ross Dawson believes some of Twitter's biggest challenges lay ahead.
Some of the networks coming from, for example, China, Japan and Korea, which have been very successful locally, could extend into Western markets as well, taking share from the social networking activities that Facebook and Twitter currently dominate in the West.
That's technology analyst Ross Dawson ending that report from Pat McGrath.